you know, I feel my calling is to get women into technical fields, not just because they're rewarding, but because we need them, because they're the ones that are going to really help solve these complex problems.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
This is Zee Holly, in for Esprit Devora. I'm so excited to bring you Carolyn Casavan. I met you, I think we have offices right next to each other in the LA Cleantech Incubator, and I'm just really happy to have you here because of your depth of knowledge in manufacturing and sustainability, and welcome to the show.
You know, I have to tell you, I was really excited about meeting you because manufacturing is just really important to me, manufacturing in America especially, and I was so thrilled to see that that's something that you were working on.
Yay, awesome. We love that intersection of technology and manufacturing. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself. You know, what's your company and what is it that you do?
My company is Casavan Consulting, and I'm really working more as an independent consultant, providing sustainability consulting for people, energy efficiency, water conservation, and some environmental compliance.
And what does the company actually mean to you?
Well, you know, for me, I spent most of my career working in environmental compliance for industrial companies. And what I found most rewarding about that work was the sustainability side of it. So I feel like at this point in my career, it's an opportunity to really make a difference and help companies become sustainable in an economically viable manner.
When did you start the company?
Well, I started this company in 2010, but I had another company before this from 1985 up until 2010.
Amazing. And what was that company?
That company is West Coast Environmental and Engineering.
And what happened to the company? Why did you move on?
Well, that's a long story, but that company, I grew that company to 30 employees. And we were doing environmental consulting for many major corporations, international as well as national. And then in 2009, when the recession hit, as everyone is aware of, I decided to take the company in a different direction. And everything would have worked out fine, except for the fact that the recession took so long to come back. You know, recovery took so long. So at that point, I closed the company and just started working as an independent consultant.
When did you become interested in tech?
You know, I loved math and science ever since I was a little girl. And I was fortunate in that my father, who loved to fix things around the house, let me help him. And so what that did for me was by the time I got into eighth grade in high school and found out that girls weren't supposed to like math and science, it was too late.
Oh, good.
Yes. So I always knew I wanted to be a scientist, and when I went to college, I did actually start out in chemistry as a major. Then I found out about chemical engineering, and I knew nothing about engineering before that, and I switched into chemical engineering, and it was the best decision I ever made.
Amazing. So what would you call your calling?
So here's the thing. Today, one of the things I've been very involved with is women in tech, because I feel like women in engineering actually are very important to making a difference. And sustainability requires an integrated approach. It requires a systems approach. And that's what women are great at. And when you combine the way that women think with a technical field, they take a totally different approach than what many men would do. Because men tend to be linear and targeted, and we're more holistic. And we need both sides of that to solve our problems. And that's where we are, I think, technically in the world. Many of the challenges that we have today need that systematic, holistic approach. And that's what women are great at. So, you know, I feel my calling is to get women into technical fields, not just because they're rewarding, but because we need them, because they're the ones that are going to really help solve these complex problems.
How did you know that that was the direction you wanted to go? That was your calling?
I went to an event at UCLA, and these engineering students who had been working with mentors, one of the female panelists said that one of the things she learned from her mentor was to have more confidence in her technical abilities. And I have to tell you that I cried because here we were 30 years later, and here is this girl who still felt the same way I felt when I graduated from college as an engineer. Wow. And I looked at it, and if you are in aerospace engineering at UCLA, you have really strong technical skills, you know? But I found that there are still today these young women who are still having the same doubts and challenges that I had. And I knew I had to do something to help change that because I want them to be proud of being women and technical people. Mm. And I want them to see that as a benefit, not a detraction. And I want them to have more confidence in themselves.
We have a little ways to go, don't we?
We do, but I think we can get there together.
How have you gone about taking action to develop this calling?
Well, at the Los Angeles Cleantech Incubator, we have started a group called Women in Cleantech. And that group is really focusing on this approach to women in tech. And we are working on helping individuals develop the skills that will help them succeed. And our next step is going to be looking at institutions and things they can change to actually take better advantage and increase the participation of women.
Mm. Who was your mentor in getting to where you are?
You know, I had a lot of mentors along the way.
Lucky.
I was very lucky. So many people helped me. And you know, when people help you along the way, that's when you reach a point where it's like, well, I have to give back. You know, I need to be that person because they were so important in my career. There was a woman from the gas company many years ago who believed in me. And that really helped me. And that was at the beginning of my starting my own company. There were companies and organizations that helped me along the way by hiring me. But it's funny you ask that because today, when I was coming over here, I ran into two people who were very important to me. Mm. And one was Ron Nichols. And he used to be the general manager at LADWP, and now he's at Edison. He was somebody who believed in me, and that it really made a difference, you know, in what I could achieve and helped me move forward. And the other one was Billy Greer. And Billy Greer used to head up the Governor Schwarzenegger's Los Angeles office. And Billy Greer is just a really fascinating person. And she was an important mentor. And it was just great because I ran into both of them this morning and now you're asking me that question.
Amazing. Yes. What a coincidence. Yeah, not everybody has is lucky enough to have mentors at all. How do you overcome challenges?
Rationalize things. So, you know, a lot of challenges are, there's like the emotional side and then there's the reality side. And if I get too caught up in the emotional side, it's really hard for me to overcome. So I try and step back and look at it and say, okay, what is this about? You know, what are all the components of this challenge? Mm-hmm. And what's within my power to change? Mm-hmm. So once I take a rational approach, it really helps me come up with solutions.
Was there ever a point when you recognized that the track that you were on was something you wanted to change?
Yes. That was when I had my company. Mm-hmm. I had reached the point where I was ready to sell my company because I think I waited too long to sell that company. So here's just something for entrepreneurs. The first company you start, you don't have to keep it. Sometimes you're better off letting it go. Sometimes you're better off selling it so that you can take the lessons you learned there and start a better company. Because by keeping that first company, a lot of your mistakes just kind of like they stay with you. It's hard to get over, you know, past those. So I think that was one of the things that I made a mistake about, was staying too long. I should have sold that company years before I decided to.
What's the best lesson you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dream?
You know, we're always beating ourselves up about, you know, the things that are wrong with us. And a lot of times the things that are, you know, we think are wrong with us, they're actually the same things that are right with us. You know, so I guess I've learned how to like myself and understand that, yeah, that is a quirk. And, you know, yeah, that is different, but that's okay. You know, and I think that to me has really helped me a lot. You know, I still have those, you know, doubting moments, but it changed my sort of overall general, you know, feelings. And it just really helped me a lot.
What's next for you?
I have some ideas on things I would like to do. I like the women in clean tech. I'm interested in that. And I really want to start a program to help people start small businesses in underserved regions of Los Angeles. And especially with those businesses being geared towards energy efficiency and water conservation, so that people can start taking advantage of these emerging fields. Because I feel like by starting my business, it really helped me. It gave me so many opportunities. And I think people who live in areas where there are few employment opportunities, one of the best things that we can do is help them develop their own employment opportunities. And small businesses really do generate jobs. And a lot of people are already doing small business type things. And I think if we can help them legitimize what they're doing and help them grow, that we can help people help themselves.
What woman in tech inspires you?
Marie Curie was always, you know, one of my role models, because she was, for a couple of reasons, but, you know, she pursued her science and she also worked with her husband, but she was the star. And I thought that was great that she was able to be herself out of that and be able to, you know, there are a lot of women in history who have made very important scientific contributions and didn't get credit for them. And so she was a role model. I went to see Hidden Figures, and I just thought those women were terrific, what they did. And even when they interviewed them, the real women, later, they didn't make a big deal about it. They just did it, you know? And so I think women like that are the people that I really admire in tech. That they've accomplished so much, and I guess we don't always, we don't know it, you know.
It's great that they don't want the credit. At the same time, maybe it'd be better if they took it.
So that's one of the things I have learned, is that one of the things that we as women do is we do not toot our own horns. I think we do undervalue what we do, and I'm like that. We just don't. We don't brag, really. And but at the same time, we're not even acknowledging like what we've actually accomplished.
Are you ready for the quick fire round?
Go ahead.
Okay. What's your favorite book?
What's my favorite? Pippi Longstocking.
I have to ask why.
Because she, look at the life she lived. She just had the funnest life. And she was in charge.
That's awesome. Best resource for tech?
I just go to the internet for everything. So I end up going to a lot of different sites. I think Green Tech, I think it's called Green Tech, was very good for energy efficiency and what was happening in that field. And, you know, I really like McKinsey & Company. They are doing some really fantastic studies. They're doing some fantastic studies on women in technical fields, but there's also this new concept about the circular economy, and they're doing a lot of work on that. And so I do actually get, I'm on their email, and They have some really great articles and studies that they're doing.
Your hobby?
My hobby is reading.
Yeah.
I love to read.
Pippi Longstocking.
I also shoot pool.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. I'm not going to play with you because I would be terrible. So how can people stay in touch?
They're welcome to contact me at carolyn@cassavanconsulting.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story on the Women in Tech podcast. It's really been inspiring to hear from Carolyn. Just both the perspectives that you have and also all the efforts that you've been doing with Women in Tech and sustainability. And it's really great to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So to connect with other amazing women entrepreneurs, go to womenintechvip.com. If you love this conversation and want to hear more, check out our discussion on the most recent episode of the Art of Manufacturing podcast. It's a behind-the-scenes look at how entrepreneurs who make stuff are trying to make it in their industries. Find it on iTunes at makeitinla.org/listen or search for The Art of Manufacturing on your favorite podcast player. This is Zee Holly, in for Esprit Devora. Thanks for listening to Women in Tech. Bye, guys.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.